Roman shoes. I know it's kind of nasty out, but so we'll go to the gym instead tonight. We're going to all try out for the Olympics, okay? I know you can do it. Each and every one of you. I told them you are awesome and we're all going to do it. We're going to try out for the Olympic team. I think we'll make it. Do you? I don't think I'm doing it. Paul said, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. He's finished the race. He's ready for the prize. Now, when we run in a race, we want to win, don't we? You play a game of cards. You want to win. That's the object of the game. Even in Monopoly, the object is to win. When we run a race, we hope we are the winners. There's something that comes with winning. To be first, even if there isn't a medal placed around our neck, a big gold medal, there's still bragging rights. Think back, and I know I'm thinking back years when we were a little bit smaller and a bit younger and a little more spry, maybe. By finishing the race first, we got a prize. We were awarded bragging rights. We were awarded prestige. We were given something because we won the race. They told others about us being the first. Don't go after him, he's fast. Hey, she's pretty good. Pick her, bet on her. So there's something about winning that we just gotta have. And Paul states that he's finished the race and he's ready for his prize. It's what he stated here when he told young Timothy, the pastor that he was writing to. He said, therefore, henceforth, he said, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness. That's his prize. A crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Well, that's pretty nice of him, isn't it? He not only won, and he's getting the prize, but it's not just for me, it's for everyone. Everyone who loved the Lord's appearing will win the prize that Paul is going to win. Now, I was only half kidding when I said put your shoes, make sure you get running shoes on because we're going to run a race. Because we are involved in a race. We are involved in competition here. There is a prize to be awarded us. And we want first place. We want to get the prize for finishing first. We want to have that award. We want that crown of righteousness. How good are you at running? I'm not real good. But Paul says he fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. The race that Paul ran was a race of faith. It was, he had to defend himself. himself. He had to fight a good fight. There were adversaries. There were others running the race with him that weren't worthy of the prize. There were others running that weren't worthy of the crown of righteousness. Yeah. And that's the same thing as the race that you and I are running today. There are those that are running alongside of us that aren't worthy of the crown of righteousness. We got to fight them off because they want to take your place. Not because they want the crown. They just want to take your place. They can care less about the prize. They don't care about it as much as you do. They just don't want you to win. And you have to fight them off. That's the fight. You see, those who are running alongside of us that don't care about Christ and his appearing, those that don't care about Christ winning your salvation upon the cross, those who are running alongside you who are just trying to trip you up just so that you don't finish are all the minions, all the millions that have been released from the depths of hell to trip you up and keep you from finishing and receiving that crown of righteousness. There's a lot of things that they'll do to trip you up. They stick more than a foot out to try and make you stop. Oh my gosh. The things that they do. But then wait a minute. Wait a minute. Jesus died for you, didn't he? Jesus died for the sins of all mankind. Jesus died so that you could go to heaven. Jesus died and rose again so that we would share in that resurrection. Jesus died because he wanted you to go to heaven. That has been assured. So why run? Why bother with it? You've already won the race. You've already taken first place. Each of us have. It's called grace. You don't deserve it. Even there, I couldn't run far in these if I tried. Even if I put on sneakers, I'm not going to run very far. But I've already won, just like you have. On that day when he appears, he's going to give you, all of you and me, that crown of righteousness. Because we fought the good fight. We've received grace. What kind of an answer could you give? You know, why should you be allowed into heaven? How hard did you try? If you're like me, and I know you're like me a lot, you didn't try very hard. It's not my trying or your trying, your running in any race or trying. It's because of God's grace. It's because Jesus' death and resurrection that has assured you a place in heaven. Your name has been written in the book of life. So you don't what you can do. Huh? All those that are running alongside me, you know, because we're still trying. We're those human beings. We're still trying to win the race. We're still going to try and run and get first place because we like to win. Well, you've already won. And those who are trying to keep you, who are trying to make you stumble, all of those who are trying to give you all those missteps and sticking their feet out and laying that pornography in front of you and doing all the nasty stuff and making you cheat on your taxes and vote for the wrong people, and those who are doing all the bad stuff. Our hearts and minds on the risen Christ Jesus.